What am I feeling? A little numb, a little sad, but mostly grateful. And as you know, I'm retiring at the end of the week as your pastor. I will be retiring, and Father Chris, our associate pastor, will become your pastor. But I could not let this milestone in my life or in the history of the parish pass without a few words of mostly gratitude to all of you. Some of you have asked, what's next? Well, God only knows for sure. I have some plans for the rest of the year, but I'm very aware that God smiles at our plans and sometimes laughs at our plans. But here's my plan anyway. I will move out of the rectory, vacate my room and my office so that Father Chris can take over. I will be moving to a rented condo, not that very far away, and I will try to live on my own, cook, clean, and all those things that go with living alone for as long as I can. In September, something wonderful will happen. I will return to Rome, where I studied theology for 4 years and where I was ordained in 1968. I will be participating in a continuing theological education program. You're never too old to learn. And it'll be on the same campus as the North American College, which was my seminary in the late 1960s. In early December, I will return to the Diocese of San Diego, and then I will help out in parishes wherever I'm needed and invited, again, for as long as I can. At the end of next year, I will celebrate 50 years as a priest. I have been very blessed in life. People tell me that I have touched a lot of lives in the last half century, but I think of it the other way around. So many lives have touched mine, and always for the better. I have had some very wonderful assignments over the years. I was pastor or campus minister at San Diego State for 3 years. I've had assignments in 5 different parishes, 2 of them as pastor. Some of them I accepted reluctantly, not this one. But every one of them, no matter how reluctant I was, turned out to be a blessing, a gift, something that changed me, formed me, graced my life in so many ways. I just don't know how retirement came so fast. Like every committed life, whether it's marriage or priesthood or some other vocation, it's not always easy, as you know, to keep the promises we've made. There are always highs, always lows in every life, always some doubts, always some discouragements. But overall, I could not have imagined a more rewarding, fulfilling, and joy-filled life. And I retire knowing better than I did when I was ordained that this is the life that God has called me to. Several weeks ago, Pope Francis, at his weekday mass where he lives, said this: "Good shepherds know that they are not the center of history. A shepherd must be ready to step down one day. There comes a moment when the Lord says, come here, or go there, or come to me." I'm sure the Holy Father did not have me in mind when he said that. But I took it as the sign I needed to know that this is what I should do at this time and at this place. And so I shall step down as shepherd. And Father Chris will step up. He has been invaluable to me in the final months before my retirement. And he is a very good priest. You are very lucky. He's kind, he's compassionate, he has great instincts, skills that I wish I had, and he will be a good, responsible, common sense pastor. I'm sure that you will give him the same love and the same respect you have given me these past 12 years. I am deeply grateful for your encouragement, your affection, your patience. I will miss all that and the many ways that you have inspired me. You really have, and taught me and helped me to grow. And I will always treasure the time I had with you as pastor. I will be always grateful. I will never forget your kindness, your goodness, and I will always need your prayers. I just wanted you to know that I'm thankful, I'll miss you, and I love you.